A bumper bundle of new releases featuring recordings made at various dates in the past 83 years. Confused? Stay tuned to Organ First Radio, and yours truly, Alan Ashton, will reveal all. With supermarkets having already moved your favourite lines to some far-flung corner in order to make way for snowy, tinsel-covered foreign imports, and that includes your 12-bird roast and the plum pudding with the slice of orange garnish sat on top, October was a month when new CD releases dropped through my letterbox like snowflakes. So, in the main, this month's show will be well and truly up to date as far as the latest Organ World sounds are concerned. Before the first of the new releases, and that'll give you time to get a pencil and paper ready to take down any details, here's Kurt Preiner inviting you to pick yourself up. Yourself up, Kurt Preiner on Versi with drummer John Ward, and that's taken from the CD titled Return to Forever, which, although it's not a new release, there are just a few copies left at MSS Studios, and well worth grabbing a copy before they all go. Okay, the first of the new releases coming up, and I have to say, it is without doubt one of the best theatre organ releases I've heard this year. And what's more, it's a debut recording for someone who, in his teenage years, was interested in the theatre organ, but went on to devote his time to classical organ studies and then reacquainted himself again with the theatre organ. His name is Mark Laughlin, and he's at present the Director of Music at Godolphin and Latmer School of Music in Hammersmith. He chose the now 3-manual 9-rank former Granada Woolwich Wurlitzer, which is installed in Nyad Pendry in Tuin in Gwynedd, on which to make this delightful CD, which is titled, after one of the tracks, A Handful of Keys. However, it's not that one that I've chosen for you, but a much longer item, a selection from the long-running award-winning show, Salad Days. Thank you. a selection from Salad Days, written back in the mid-50s by Julian Slade and Dorothy Reynolds. The show's musical enduring popularity always did lie in its light-hearted innocence and apparent simplicity. It came to the Vaudeville Theatre in London in August 1954, running for 2,283 performances, to become the longest-running show in musical theatre history, until overtaken in 1956 by My Fair Lady in the United States, and then Oliver back in the United Kingdom in 1960. What I enjoy about this debut release by Mark Laughlin is as much about the choice of items as his musical arrangements and playing, such as this fiendish little piece by pianist Billy Mail. And that was Punch, taken from Billy Mail's Puppet Suite and expertly played there by Mark Laughlin, making his first, and I suspect not his last, appearance on our show. Well, apart from the music, the Wurlitzer, which is looked after by John Smallwood, and the recording, which was made by Cinema Organ Society recording engineer John Leeming, this is one theatre organ release that is a welcome breath of life. Talking of which, Life happens to be the name of the latest CD to be available any time now from Brett Wales playing his Versi Luva organ. A couple of advanced tracks coming up, first of them being Everlasting Love.
Thank you.
Everlasting Love, performed by Brett Wales, the original version of which was recorded in Nashville by Robert Knight, with the emphasis on the then popular Motown style of music. Well, staying with Brett Wales, let's move from Motown to Nashville and a country hit for Willie Nelson back in 1975. This is Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Crying in the Rain, and before that, Everlasting Love. Now, dependent upon when you hear this programme, that new CD by Brett Wales, titled Life, could already be on sale. What you heard was two advance tracks which he sent me. Or rather, his wife Katrina did, because Brett is such a busy organist, he's more often on the road doing concerts up and down the country. Right at the head of the show, I indicated you'd be hearing recordings made at various dates in the past 83 years. And it was back in 1929 or thereabouts that South American organist Emil Velasco began recording for Columbia Records. Now, the very starting point of rescuing an 80-year-old shellac 78 RPM disc has to be its condition. The fact that it might have survived is the first thing in its favour, but from there on, what remains of the audio quality is anyone's guess. Paul Morris of the independent Retrovox label is someone who passionately believes in rescuing historic recordings, such as those which Emil Velasco made at his Kimball pipe organ in his New York studio. Here he is then, playing Love, Your Spell Is Everywhere. One of the first items that I ever heard Cinema Organ Society founder Hubert Selby play was a lovely tune called Angela Mia, or, if you like, My Angel. Well, like many tunes of the era, the songs back then were sweet and coy, and this 1929 version by Emil Velasco is played in a style that would have given any young maiden a touch of the vapours. Recorded a year after the film Street Angel was released, here then is Angela Mia. Items from a specialist organ CD titled A Tribute to the Art of Emil Velasco. Now, when I was in my 20s, I was employed as a cinema projectionist and recall the huge publicity campaign that surrounded the film Ben-Hur. I then subsequently found myself showing this epic for a total of 3 times a day for 4 weeks. The highlight, of course, was the famous chariot race, and the film distributors sent special instructions that the sequence was to be played several points higher in volume than the normal setting. I therefore know the music sequence that leads up to that epic piece of cinematography very well. And doing it justice here, here is Claudia Hirschfeld, recorded live in concert in Rome in April of this year.
Thank you.
Parade of the Charioteers. Well, if you're going to play something with Roman connections, what better place to perform it than the Church of San Rocco all'Augustino in Rome? It's just one of 15 exciting tracks which appear on her latest CD titled Il Concerto. And of course, it features, as always, the Versi Luva GS 1000. In amongst the classical items, such as the Bach Toccata, the De Fledermaus Overture, and Tommaso Albanoni's Adagio, are a number of film themes, such as the one you've just heard. And there's also Gabriel's Oboe, Now We Are Free from the film Gladiator, Arrivederci Roma, and of course, there had to be Three Coins in the Fountain. Thank you. Claudia Hirschfeld from her latest CD and the theme from the 1954 CinemaScope release, Three Coins in the Fountain. Once again, this is a delightful CD and it comes with a special hardcover gatefold protective photographic sleeve with a number of photos, but the actual sleeve notes are only in German. Not that you'll have too much trouble understanding the general drift of them. Anyway, there's a full rundown of the titles on the Organ First Radio Programmes page. It isn't very often that you find anyone willing to put a cinema organ back in a cinema, but last month that's just what happened up in Bowness on Windermere, where a hard-working group of enthusiasts have installed a lovely little Wurlitzer in the Royalty Cinema. The organ dates from 1927, when it was first installed in a theatre in Ohio, and then brought over to England in 1934, where it was a featured attraction at the Rex Cinema in Stratford, until being removed into storage in the early 1970s. Whilst in the Rex, the person who made the one and only recording on it was David Shepherd, and these next two numbers are taken from that LP. Two numbers then are So Do I and It's the Natural Thing to Do. David Shepherd at the former Rex Stratford Wurlitzer. The OK Rollham series of releases continue to be quite popular, and if you happen to be one of the Blackpool Brigade, as lovers of this type of music are often referred as, then you're going to be very happy with The Tower and the Glory, a novel and original title which features four of the all-time Blackpool greats, namely Reginald Dixon MBE, Horace Finch, Ernest Broadbent and Watson Holmes. Of the four, the tracks by Reg Dixon were found in a junk shop, and it was Stuart Eltham who recorded many of Reg's LPs over the years and who embarked on an heroic task of producing sounds from what at first were thought to be unplayable Metal Master discs. Well, with four artists to choose from, and programme time now being the perpetual enemy, I'm going to choose something by Watson Holmes for a couple of very good reasons. One is that he always seemed to be overshadowed a bit by his colleagues, and secondly, as the Opera House organ is very much in the news these days, I thought there were two of the best reasons to hear what it sounded like in the hands of this genial Geordie organist, who's in the jolly good company of a lady friend called Polly. Polly and Jolly Good Company, the latter of course being Watson Holmes' signature tune in his Blackpool Opera House days. Now, there is a second Blackpool CD titled Empress Days, but as the artist Horace Finch appears on both of these releases from OK Rowland, I'm going to pass on that one until next month, when I'll also tell you some fascinating stories behind the Ernest Broadbent and Reginald Dixon tracks, which, together with the Watson Holmes extract that you've just heard, are all contained on The Tower and the Glory. To round off this month's programme, a couple of tracks from Lenny D's Christmas Cracker, a mammoth 75-minute, 30-track release comprising of some very early recordings, as well as one of the most wished-for re-releases of all his LPs, one called Happy Holiday, which was first released back in 1961. Lenny D was, of course, one of the pioneering Hammond organists who developed a style all his own. And it's thanks to some good friends of mine in the United States who supplied quite a number of the original historic recordings that we're able to enjoy them once again. Like this one, for example, Steppin' Out. From Lenny D's CD, A Christmas Cracker. The track was Steppin' Out, the organ of course was the Hammond, and there was a brief solo there of the Hammond Solo Vox, a very early three-octave monophonic keyboard originally designed as an accompaniment for a piano to provide organ-type lead voices. This new CD is on the Submarine label, and it's their very first venture into the re-release of an organ recording. And it's thanks in part to former fellow broadcaster friend of mine, Tony Nobbs, who took the compilation idea to the record company, who in turn cleaned up all the tracks and topped the whole thing off with a really eye-catching jacket design. So, to take us out of the show this month, in a really toe-tapping military style, here's Lenny D heading off into the distance with The Parade of the Tin Soldiers. The Parade of the Tin Soldiers, and as comedian Frank Carson would have said, that's a cracker. In fact, Lenny D's Christmas cracker, the first organ release added to the catalogue on the Submarine label. Like I said, good sales figures will then see the record bosses there looking at the possibility of going down the solo organ route again with some very exciting offerings. Anyway, copies are already available at MSS. So, from yours truly, Alan Ashton, it's goodbye until next month. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.